If you were standing around some train tracks and all of a sudden you started feeling the ground shaking a little and you could hear a train whistle in the distance, wouldn't you take note? Wouldn't you want to do something to get some distance between you and those train tracks because there's a danger coming right at you? Well, I'm here to tell you, as a Christian, there is a danger that is rushing at you with the ferocity of a freight train. And if you want to know what that is, hang tight. I'll be back in just a moment. I'm Marjorie Liu, and there is a new buzzword about town that everybody's starting to use in every way, shape, and form. And that word is a word that sounds so good and so positive for society, yet it is a freight train rushing at a certain group of people. What is this new buzzword? Mental health. Oh my, everybody wants mental health. That's a good thing. Marjorie, what are you talking about? Of course, mental health is a good thing. Well, it is when you're talking about the health of people being mentally stable and strong and getting the help that they need and the issues that they're facing. Of course, we all agree. But now something has happened where we have a buzzword in the propaganda machine. And we need to take note, because when the beast system decides to put out a buzzword, then we need to be cautious, because the beast system is going to define these buzzwords. So who defines the word mental health these days? It's not the mental health doctors that you've known from your past. It's not the ones that helped your cousin or your friend's father or whatever that actually gave them genuine help. No, it's the beast system, because they're setting up, using their propaganda machine, to take out a group of people. And what better way than to say they're mentally unfit for society, right? So where's this starting? Already we're hearing the buzzwords about mental health, and it's so important, and all the, you know, the millennials are all on, this is their new word on social media, mental health. But I'm seeing a lot of talk in the political circles about, if you believe that Trump won the last election, then that's a mental health issue. If you have issues with election integrity, that's a mental health issue. If you have disagreements, if you believe in the traditional roles of masculinity and femininity, and husbands and wives, and family fathers and family mothers, if you believe in that traditional role, then you have a mental health issue. And you're not supposed to question ever the narrative that the propaganda machine is putting out, because if you question the narrative, then you have a mental health issue. Now, I can hear the train horn blowing in the background. I'm feeling the ground shaking. You know why? Because it's not just going to be about political opponents. What I see coming at Christians is, wait, I've already heard it. If you believe that there's a second coming, you're mentally ill. If you believe there's a rapture, oh my gosh, we're all just going to fly away in the sky. How mentally ill is that? If you believe that you have a savior who's this superhero kind of person, and you believe in superheroes now, so therefore you're mentally unstable, right? You have a mental issue. You have a mental illness. You have a mental health problem. That's what they're coming at you with. Because I can tell you that this enemy, Lucifer, the system that Lucifer's bringing, the beast system, hates Christianity because Lucifer doesn't want anything higher than him in authority. And my goodness, Jesus, Yeshua, Yahweh, the Father, the Holy Spirit, the whole Trinity, God is one God. He is higher. He is called El Elyon in Hebrew, which is most high God. And that's who he is. So we need to get real about what's coming. You need to get yourself set. Number one, if they're going to call you mentally ill because you believe in Jesus Christ, Yeshua, and you believe that he's the savior of the world, and you believe that when he died, he took your sins. If you believe that you were the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, if you believe that he's come once and he's coming again, if you believe that he's going to gather his saints and that they are going to go with him and then return again for a millennial reign, if you believe any of this, if you believe he was born of a virgin, just our basic Christmas story, right? Then they are going to say you are mentally ill. Are you ready to stand the tide of that? Are you ready, or will you bow? Think about, in Daniel, the three friends of Daniel. They were told to bow to that image, to bow to that narrative, to bow to what they were telling them, and to proclaim this thing as they are proclaiming it, or they'd be thrown in a furnace, a fiery furnace. They did not bow. Many of the other young men that were captured at that time did bow, but these three did not. Now the question is, what will you do? Because when they stood before Nebuchadnezzar, that king, not that king, that earthly king, Nebuchadnezzar, and he said, he was angry. He said, are you going to bow? And they said, no. They said, our God is able to save us. But even if he chooses not to, we still will not bow. And they took the consequences, come what may. And there's, in this case, God chose to save them. But in Hebrews 11, we have the great hall of faith. And many of those died. Many of those suffered because they would not deny the faith. May I tell you that right now on this earth, there are many who will not bow the knee to the lies and deception. They will not deny Christ. And right now, today, it's costing them their livelihood, their family, their businesses, their assets, and even their lives. But they have made their choice and they will not bow. Now we're going to be faced with mentally ill, locking you up because you're mentally ill or whatever. I don't know what they'll do. I don't know what my future holds, but I know this. I know who holds my future. I know who I have consigned myself to be. I am a voluntary slave of righteousness. And I hate to tell you, but you're going to be a slave of something. Because according to the word, they're going to say I'm mentally ill for saying this too. You ready? I say you were either a slave unto sin or a slave unto righteousness, straight out of Romans. And it's either true, you believe the word, or you don't. I believe the word. So I'm choosing to be a slave unto righteousness. I am not my own master. I am not. Why? How could I be my own master? There's all these things that we can't even perceive in our three-dimensional world with our five senses, so much more. It's just simple science. Go look at quantum physics. They've proven 9 dimensions and 10, maybe 11 by now. So there's all these things you can't perceive, but science has proven they're real. Host of heaven, demonic influences, demonic realms. That's the things that are out there. Am I mentally ill because I believe quantum physics is real? And it's just showing me that there's things beyond what I can perceive. If I can't perceive it all, if I can't be in touch with all of reality, then how can I think I can be my own boss and come up with the right answer? If I need to make a decision about something I need to do, I can't know the answers. I don't have the ability to perceive what's going to happen in 2 months, 2 years, 2 decades. But I serve one who already knows the beginning from the end. He gives me his wisdom. He gives me his guidance. He gives me his leading. He lights my path with his light of his word. And that's the one that I follow. So I'm going to tell you, watch out when you hear this mental illness, when you hear this mental health buzzword, pay attention. They're setting a trap. And you need to be very aware of this trap and not fall into it. And don't get all thinking, this is just great. Yes, of course, because they're not talking about mental health in the way that you knew it from the past. They've brought, the beast system is bringing a whole new definition to the word mental health. It means if you don't agree with them, you're mentally unstable. If you don't agree and speak what they speak, then you have a mental illness, which means if you're a Christian, you are mentally ill. That's their definition. That is the beast definition of mental health. Follow what he says or take the consequences for mental illness. I'm just trying to make you strong. I'm trying to get you to get real about these things because the train is on the tracks and it's rumbling down the tracks. And you better start preparing yourself who you are. Are you his? Are you consigned that no matter what, you're going to follow him and never deny him? That's where I am. And I'm encouraging you. I am here to try to get you strong so that you will be ready to walk out these same issues, these make the same decisions, and to stand strong in the face of whatever they're going to throw at us. Because it's a lot of it coming at us. This is just one of many things they're trying to do. To take down people that are the most stable-minded in all the world, because he who walks in peace. And he who walks in this is not like a wave of the sea blown and tossed by the wind. He is not unstable in all his ways. According to the word, the double-minded is all of that, not the ones who have the Spirit of God. So we're going to be real about this. I'm a relentless disciple of Jesus Christ, and I believe you are here because you're a relentless disciple of Jesus Christ. So I need you to stay strong. I need you to keep yourself in this word. Keep renewing your mind into the likeness of your Creator. Make sure the more you read this, the more you're going to think like he does, the more you're going to respond like he does, the more you're going to act like he does, and the more that you're going to be his hands and his feet in the darkness that is coming upon us. His light will shine through you to this world who so desperately needs him. And there's plenty of time for many to be saved. So I'm strengthening you, the body of Christ, so that you can go out and do his bidding, the King of Kings, Yeshua HaMashiach. Are you ready for that? Stay strong, stay relentless, and I'll see you on the next one.